Now step back and say, preach, show your right. Oh, praise his name. Amen, brother. Preach to me. Jesus died on the cross. The Bible said that that man, that he took up the cross, and they penned a song that said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? For there is a cross for everyone. And I know there's a cross for you and for me. Do you want to pick up your cross? You got to understand this, that when you pick up your cross, that means you're ready to be crucified. When you pick up your cross, they're going to lie on you. When they pick up your cross, they're going to talk about you. When you pick up your cross, they're going to pierce you in the side. I say, are you ready? Are you ready for this change? You won't look the same when they put you on the cross. I wish I had somebody. When they put him on the cross, they didn't know who he was. They had to put a sign there. They put a label on him and said, here he is, the King of the Jews. Are you ready to wear a label?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
up in my gizzard. I just wanted somebody to know it's all right now. I don't pay no attention to the tears. It's all right. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. You're going to see it's all right. You don't see the door opening, but just keep walking up to it. And watch it just open up when you get there. You might not have the money in your account right now, but watch it get paid. It's all right right now. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh for this time of being with you in your presence with your people. Gracious God, our Father, thank you for the word that you have placed in my heart that
has been stirring all week long, and I pray, God, that you would speak to the people that you desire to hear this word. They are not here by accident, but by divine providence. And we bless you in advance for what you shall do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. On fourth Sunday, I spoke from the first chapter or the first number of Psalm, verses 1 through 3. But there is a word for 745 in verse 3 that the Spirit of the living God has been dwelling in with me on for you. And verse 3 is the verse, Psalm number 1, verse 3, that I want you to turn your Bibles to. And it simply says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. But I'm going to talk about today prospering where you're planted. Prospering where you're planted. We've talked in the past about growing where you're planted. But there is a difference between growing and prospering. A lot of folk grow, but they never reach that point and place where they prosper. And God has a word for you today to help you understand his programmatic thoughts. There are at least three things that are required for you to prosper where you're planted. One, your place. Somebody say, my place.
My place.
My place is required. But two, my purpose is required. Three, my part is required. Those three things are necessary ingredients for you to prosper where you're planted. God has done his part in putting you in the place that will yield the greatest production, but you still have a participatory part to play. And the people of God must understand that God doesn't do it all. He gives us our part, and our part must be in conjunction with his word, his will, and his way. So when you begin to look at this, you know, he starts off talking about in verse 1, blessed. And we talked about knowing how to be blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And then we get to this third verse, and it tells you the things that verse 3 speaks about. It talks about something so very necessary for you as a believer to understand. But when we pass verse 3, we go into verse 4, and it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Verse 5 says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth, what does he know?
The way of the righteous,
but the way of the ungodly shall perish. There's a great contrast between verse 1 and 3 and verse 4 and 6. And you need to understand that you're going to have to decide which part you're going to play. Which role is yours and where you're going to end up at. See, you're either going to be blessed and you're going to make it, or you're going to be ungodly and you're going to perish. You can't be both of them. So as we move back to verse 3, when it talks about, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The first thing I need you to know is because the tree is planted, because this responsibility is the job of the husbandman or of the one who plants or does the planting, not the tree itself. It's important to realize that in order for you to prosper where you're planted, you are planted where God is pleased. You're planted where God is pleased. How significant is that? That's most significant because many of our problems come in at where we think we ought to be planted, where we're pleased, where we want to be, where we think it's good, where we like to be. And here the focus is that we are like a tree planted. That means there is someone greater than us who puts us in the place that God wants us to be, that pleases him. Now keep this in mind. If you've got issues with where you are and you're not pleased, what you need to check and find out is if God is pleased. Because ultimately, you're not placed where you're placed for your pleasure. You are placed where you're placed for God's pleasure. You see, if you miss this concept, if you misunderstand this, you miss the rest of this. Because listen, God knows everything there is to know about you. Notice he didn't say, and he shall be like a twig. Notice he didn't say, and he shall be like a shrub. Notice he didn't say, and he shall be like a sapling. But he says, and he shall be like a tree. Listen, that means you have already in you and grown up to that place where the reality of who you are and what you are is already realized, but now God is putting you in a place where you can truly grow and truly prosper, and he is the one who takes you from wherever you are and places you where it pleases him. Listen, by the rivers of water. Well, what does that say to me? First of all, it says that obviously God has already checked out my prior growth. God has already checked out my history. God has already checked out what I've already accomplished. God has already checked out what I've done. And he's seen that if he places me in another place, I could do far better than I've already done. So he plants me by the rivers of water. Multiple resources, multiple sources of water. Again, when you understand this, you'll understand that certain trees have a root system that is as deep as the tree is tall. And sometimes when the tree is experiencing drought on the surface, all around, no rain, no dew, and things are drying up and trees have not dried up, it's because their root system is going deep enough down underneath the ground to a water source that keeps that tree fruitful. Which also says that that tree does not have just one source when that source dries up, but it has multiple sources. And isn't it good to understand this principle? Listen, that's how the blessed are. The blessed have more than one a source of income, one source of revenue, one source of blessing, so that if one dries up, the prophet Elijah was down by the brook of Cherith and he was drinking from the brook. But one day the brook dried up. But the brook wasn't his source, it was his resource. And his source told him to go to a little city called Zarephath, and there you'd find a widow woman, and ask her for a cup of water, and there she will sustain him.
Yeah.
Now, God sends the prophet to a widow woman who's experiencing drought and famine like the rest of the city. But God told the man of God to go to the widow woman and tell her to give him a cup of water. Now, let me help you understand some things. When God gives you an instruction, listen, and an assignment, when you follow that assignment and complete that instruction, you will have what God says you will have. That widow woman, no doubt, however God had pre-communicated with her, it could have been in a dream, it could have been in a vision, it may have been right there at that moment when he said, give me a cup of water, which was rationed out to people, especially to the widows who had no husband to fend for them. So her rationing was all she got. But she was willing to share it because the man of God asked her for it. But somewhere underneath her skin, she knew God was connected with it. She didn't understand everything about it. She just knew it was something right about it in a wrong situation. Now, he didn't go to the wealthy. He didn't go to the blessed. He didn't go to those people who had a little more than she. He went to where God told him to go. And listen, this was the reason why. It wasn't to get water from the widow, but it was to get water to the widow. It was not to take her last cake that she was preparing to make for she and her son and eat it and die, but it was so that she could give him a small cake first. Somebody say the tithe of it. And when she gave him the tithe of that cake, a small piece first, then God promised that he would sustain her for the duration of the famine. Why? Because that was an assignment and an instruction connected from God, where God replanted him in Zarephath when the brook dried up. Now, what am I trying to tell you again? When you trust God and you're planted where God plants you, he will provide for you when one source closes up, when one door is shut. God will open another one right in front of you. That's how faithful God is. God plants you where he is pleased. You ain't got to rip and run all over looking for this and that. Say, God, you said in your word, I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. One of my rivers have dried up. You will discover God will cause others to flow up through the root system. And while everything else is still dry, you will discover that your roots will feed the tree, nourish the tree, so that the tree lives and continues to grow. The next part says, not only is he like a tree planted by the rivers of water, but it says, in its season, it's going to produce fruit. Listen, what's important about that? That it shall produce its fruit in its season. Two things I need you to consider here. This is when you're planted where God wants you to prosper, you will have great productivity. Not good productivity. Great productivity. Now listen to this. Because when he says that he shall bring forth his fruit in his season, here's what you need to understand. That this tree has a responsibility to produce exponentially because of where God has placed him. He has placed the tree in a prime location, serving all of the needs of that tree, so that tree will greatly produce the best of what it is able to produce. Now, two things happen. It's going to be its fruit, the fruit of the tree, the DNA of that tree. Now, why is that important? Because one of the problems with us is we don't know our place, one, but two, we don't know our purpose. And we see somebody else producing this kind of fruit, and we want to do that kind of fruit also. But that's not the fruit our DNA says we're supposed to produce. And so we become discouraged, and we start looking down, and we start feeling sad because we're not producing the fruit right now that's in season for somebody else. Can I tell you, your season isn't 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. Your season has a specific time. And I got news for you. Your fruit is only good in that season. It is the best it can be in that season. Try eating fruit out of its season. It's not as sweet as it should be. It's not as plump. It's not as colorful. It's not as delicious. Listen, even if you preserve it, you get the essence of it, but it ain't the same. It's just so you can have some semblance of that when the season is gone. But here is the point. You have a specific fruit that you are purposed to produce. You're not a tree that produces every fruit. You produce your fruit. Tell somebody, I produce my fruit. Listen. And you've got to be smart enough to tell folk when they want you to produce fruit that's not your DNA value. Wait a minute, that's not my fruit, boo. I don't produce that kind of fruit. That's not what I do. And you mess you up and everybody else up trying to produce stuff that you're not qualified to produce. And then you mess folk up too when you try to produce and it's not your season. Do you know the reason why God gives trees season? So after they have greatly produced, guess what? This is going to blow your mind. Why they're not in bloom 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Because when they have produced in their season, they need rest. Do you know why we burn out and give out? Because we don't know when our season is up, when we should be resting, when we should be recouping, when we should be regrouping, when we should be dormant, as in being able to take in the rest that we need so that when our season comes, we will be ready to do what we do best. Produce greatly. But then the next part says, and his leaf also shall not wither. Now, what is this talking about? It's talking about something that I think you also need to know, that you get when you're where you're supposed to be. Guaranteed protection. His leaf shall not wither, because God has put him in a place where, number one, his place is the most profitable for him. Two, that he is operating in his purpose. Purpose. Three, he is doing his part. Listen, part of your part is still resting. You work, and you rest. You work and you rest. You will soon give out if you try to work 24 hours, 7 days a week without any rest. Your body needs to recharge. Your body needs to rest. Your body needs what it needs so that it can bring back all of the necessary levels of functionability to where they need to be to produce its optimal level. It needs rest. Why am I telling somebody this? Because your problem is you don't know how to rest. I ain't talking about being lazy. I'm talking about when you have been productive, when you've done your part, learn you can't keep going. You need to sit down somewhere and rest a little while. Listen, the devil don't want you to rest, because if you don't rest, you're not going to be ready when your season comes to produce what God wants you to produce. When you are resting, listen at what he's doing. He's keeping all of your necessary moisture in your leaves, in your root system, keeping everything the way that it ought to be, so that when fruitful time comes, when you're ready to be blessed, and even in those seasons where he gives land yap, you are ready to produce. Because you've gotten your necessary rest. Rest. See, the devil has hoodwinked and fooled some of you to think that rest is not good for you. You read any medical journals, etc., you will note that rest is an integral part of good health. Rest is important. How many times have you been frustrated and you've been upset and you've been worked over by the enemy and you've been tired and your mind just goes off? But then even in the midst of this, God lays you down and gives you sweet rest. And you wake up refreshed. And you have a new, as the old folks say, constitution. You feel better, different. Something is altogether recharged in you. You don't feel hopeless and feel like it's all over. You've got a new hope. You see the light now at the end of the tunnel because you've gotten some rest. And the last part is, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen, this is God's promise. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When shall that happen? After he's in his right place, fulfilling his right purpose, and doing his right part. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Man of God read at offering time the scripture, Deuteronomy 8 and 18, telling us to remember the Lord, for it is he, the Lord, that giveth us power to get wealth. Listen, not to receive wealth, but to get wealth. To get something means that you apply yourself in order to obtain it, which means you've got to do your part to prosper. See, a whole lot of us just want him to rain down blessings on us, just want him to prosper us for doing nothing, being nothing, all the rest of that. We in the house, that's good enough. Lord, just bless me in the house. Ooh, glory, just rain down on me, rain down on me. Yeah, but you don't want to do your part. It's when you realize that you will be blessed and prosper when you do what you are supposed to do. Whatsoever you do it shall prosper. Now, let me throw this and I'm leave you alone, because you act like you don't want prosper this morning. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.